All right. Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, man. So much.
I have you loved so Bruce flexible. This year.
Oh. The Lord be with you. Happy Monday morning. This is the first chapel of the last week of chapels. This year has gone by so fast.
Yes.
It is really, really crazy. It's the end of the school year. It's the end of the book of Acts. We've made our way through most of the first part of it, and we are nearing the end. And as Dan and I were thinking about endings and finishing things, we thought about that phrase that we often associate with that, coming to a close. The year is coming to a close. The book of Acts is coming to a close. But we didn't think that was quite an appropriate phrase for this, because coming to a close implies that things are dead, done, over with, that there's no life left in them anymore. And we just don't believe that that's true about this year. There's still life going on. And the book of Acts, even though it's ending, the story that was started there continues. It's less like the book of Acts is this neat, tidy story with an ending, and more like it's one act in a play that's still going on. I want you to listen to the last couple verses from the book that I think hint at some of this openness. So this is verses 30 and 31 of chapter 28. Paul lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. At the end of the book of Acts, Paul is still proclaiming. He's still teaching. He's still active doing these things. And more importantly, the Holy Spirit is still active. The Holy Spirit, whose work we have traced through this whole book, the Holy Spirit is still moving. The story is the same. The players have changed a little bit. It's not the Holy Spirit and Paul and Barnabas and Priscilla and Aquila anymore. Now it's the Holy Spirit and you and us and every member of the body of Christ.
It's as if God has created this grand drama that began at creation, moved to Israel, them moving out of Egypt. There is the law, the prophets, the kings. The drama reached its culmination and its crescendo in the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Acts, which we've read this year, shows us the beginning of the life of the church. And now we're in this part of the drama where we don't have a script. We don't know exactly what we're supposed to do and how it's supposed to look, but we also get the end of the story. Scripture provides a picture of what is to come. Each week when we come to the communion table, we say the mystery of the faith, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. All of history is headed towards Christ coming again to make all things right, to make his dwelling in our midst. So we know what has come before, and we know what is coming later. But we don't know exactly how to live and move in this time. So the Christian life, in a sense, is a holy making it up. There's improvisation, but it's not making up life out of thin air. It's based off of being faithful and consistent with what has already come, with who Jesus has shown God to be and who the people of God are shown to be in Acts. It's also being consistent with what is to come, thinking of how our actions line up with God's larger vision for creation. So we live between these two times and live in improvisation in that. We have a role to play, and the church for two millennia has lived into this role of improvising and living in that time between the times.
What we're doing right now is improv. We're doing some of the same things that Paul was doing at the end of Acts, proclaiming the kingdom, teaching about Jesus. And I'm not just talking about Dan and me, I'm talking about you too. We all live this out in different ways. We don't have a script. There's nobody standing off stage whispering our lines to us. But like a musician or like an actor who's improvising, we know the rules, we know the story, and so we get some freedom to play our parts. So that hard conversation that you have to have with your mom, improvise. Familiarize yourself with the part of the story that's about reconciliation and forgiveness and patience, and call your mom up and let that play out. Or that decision that you still have to make about graduate school versus a job. Again, improvise. You know where the story's headed. You know the kind of character that God wants you to be. You know what the ending is and what the kingdom of God looks like. So have some fun. Choose which one sounds best to you at this moment. If you're wondering what about your life has meaning, again, improvise. Trust that the story is inherently full of meaning. And again, have some fun with your part. Those verses in Acts say that Paul taught with all boldness and without hindrance. He could teach without fear and in freedom because he knew that Christ had died and that Christ had risen and that Christ would come again. Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so he could play around in this space without anxiety, without fear. The same is true for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We are filled with the Spirit. Christ has claimed for us a life of joy and creativity, a life of freedom and fun. This is an exciting space for us to live in as we claim that and act out our parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trigby calls it the wide open country of salvation, where we can live and move. It's spacious. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to us. Grace and I, feel called to the life of congregational ministry. So this is actually our last chapel. Next year, we will be heading out to the life of local congregational ministry. We're going to be pastors. We don't know exactly where yet, but that's where we're headed. But we wanted to take this time to say, we have loved our time here with you. We've loved having coffee with you or meals. We've loved talking to you. We've loved getting to know what God is doing in your midst, being able to have a front row seat into the Spirit's moving. We've loved learning from you, getting to see truly a real picture of God at work in college students. We've loved our time here in part because we've loved you.
We have loved you. We do love you. We will miss you. We feel like we have been so grateful to get to play out this part of the story here with you. As Dan said, we don't know where we'll be next, as I'm sure many of you also don't. So this is improvisation for us right here along with you. But again, we give thanks to God for this. And we hope, we really do hope that our paths cross again and that we can play out the next scene together.
So much so that actually There's one thing you don't need to improvise. If you end up in the same town or city as us, you don't need to choose where to come to church. You're coming to church where we are. You don't need to laugh. I'm serious. Yeah. That is decided for you. We want you there.
Yes. So we want to send you out with a blessing. But before that, I want to take a picture. I know some people take pictures up here with smartphones. Dan and I do not have smartphones. We are not that technologically savvy. But I do have a camera. It is a privilege for us to lead worship from this space. It's a privilege to preach to you, to lead communion and serve it to you. We love being your pastors. This is a vision that is a beautiful vision to us. So I want to take a picture of all of your beautiful faces so that we can remember this wherever we are. So on the count of three, you all have to say cheese. I'm not to three yet. Cool it. Okay, one, two, three. Thank you, thank you. And now we want to offer you a blessing that God gave to the Israelites. It blessed them as they wandered in the wilderness. It blessed them as they found the promised land. So claim this blessing as a blessing that has blessed the story up till now and will continue to bless you. People of hope, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, go in peace.